What's up, Bottom Nation? That was a lot. That was a big wind up to not much here. Nashville and Atlanta might be sold out at this point. Sacramento, we've got some tickets. Raleigh, Denver, San Francisco, you're really letting me down. This is crazy. You should be number one. Yeah, come to a show, ashleygavin.com, or sign up for 1 to 2 emails from me or texts from me a year at my website. There's also a number. I can't remember it right now. And then today, we have Young Mi Mayor, a fan favorite. She is back. She is the host, co-host of Feeling Asian Podcast and her new podcast, Hairy Butthole. This woman is so goddamn funny. I love her so much. On this episode, we get into the very funny topic of having great, great, great sex with someone that you absolutely cannot stand. It's a great episode. Kate's got their website live, katesis.com. Go check out their page for their shows. I know they've got one coming up at Union Hall called the Lucas Spectacular. This audio note's too long. Have a great week, bottoms. Listener, this episode is brought to you by Helix, my absolute favorite mattress. I am getting the best sleep of my life on a Helix. And you can too if you go over and take their little quiz, their 2-minute quiz. It's going to match you with the perfect mattress for you, and you'll be sleeping like a baby in no time. And right now, Helix is offering 25% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HelixPartner20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
I'm going to be very vague because I don't want this person to be like, there's a very good chance that they're listening right now. Blocked on everything. It's okay. It wasn't necessarily like I had that deep, like, emotional connection with them, but like the sex was just like insane. I remember one time they were sitting on the couch. I was just like on top of them. We were making out and I came so hard.
Are you serious?
All my clothes on, all their clothes on. And I'm like just chasing the dragon. You know, I'm just like, what? I want that again.
Why do you have to block them on everything?
Because of their personality. It like messes with your brain when you're scrolling through and it's a bunch of stuff like, I love you, you're the best. And then it's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking kill your family when you're sleeping tonight.
You experience it in a different way because I'm just in my little bubble. You know what I mean? Like, it's just gay. If I get anything negative, it's coming from a listener who feels betrayed.
Okay.
You get
that sounds worse.
Racist, crazy white supremacists yelling at you. I don't get homophobes yelling at me ever.
Why not? Oh, why not?
You get
though?
The women aren't funny crowd.
I get the women. I get
the women aren't.
I get
funny
teenagers,
crowd.
But that's so funny.
I get a lot of I get a lot of those like 19-year-old like men's rights, and they love being like, you're not funny, and then they love being like, I would never fuck you, and it's like, first of all, yes you would, like.
That's
shut
true.
The fuck up. That's well, true. I made a video. I made a TikTok about it. I'm like, second of all, yeah, I don't want to have 3-minute sex with you either. You know, like, you're just rubbing this like this part of my leg because you think that's where this is where the clit is, right? Like, is it here? I got it. Like, it's just like, I don't want to do that either, right? And yeah. I'm like, why does that? It's weird how men are like, I have no use for you. Go away, like that.
Yeah. You know, like, and that's your value, whether or not.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've said this on the podcast, but I like actually super enjoy some of the content my teenage trolls have made. Because they'll duet
oh, really?
My videos.
Oh, I want to see
and
that.
And they'll cross their arms and they just like mean mug the camera. And they go like trying to laugh at feminist comedy, at lesbian comedy. And they just mean mug the camera. Like they're like watching the jokes and they're not laughing. And I'm like, that's... hysterical.
That is
like,
funny.
This is so funny.
It's like high art.
Yeah.
They're like artists. You know what I mean? Yeah. They don't even know that about themselves.
It's actually really.
It's like, what if that was my performance art? I would go to comedy shows, just sit in the front, like. Like, that would be really interesting. Like, if that was my thing.
I do think
it's
super interesting,
right?
Especially because I think the funniest part about it is if they actually went and saw the way that I make fun of gay people. And like women,
yeah,
like they in my like, way,
right? Yeah,
they would think it was funny. That's the most interesting thing about it, is that they think I'm this like woke spoken word poet.
No, you're like sort of not woke. Yeah. You're on the cusp.
I'm on the cusp.
Maybe not even on the cusp. You're fully like problematic.
I am very problematic.
There's something I'm like, I'm like, Ashley's getting away with this because Ashley's a lesbian, but like, it's a little alt-right. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
It's not alt-right, but
it's alt-left.
I definitely,
I definitely
say things that a man could never say because, yeah,
but they would find funny.
But they would find funny. Yeah. And it's because like, it's because people know I'm joking because I'm a woman and I don't actually feel that way about women, or I don't actually feel that way about queer people.
Right.
And
the satire is assumed.
The satire is assumed rather than people being like, does he mean this? Right, they're like, there's no way she could possibly mean this.
And to be fair, I think that there have been very funny straight like male comedians in the past that do jokes like that as satire, and they are funny.
It's are funny.
Yeah, it's just like, now you just gotta be,
you gotta be careful with how you deliver it.
Yeah, you gotta be smarter. You gotta be smarter.
Yeah, if the audience trusts you and you contextualize it as clearly satirical, people will laugh. But if you don't, people won't.
But I just, you know what I think about that mean mugging duet thing? It's just such classic abuse victim behavior. Like, just like, because, you know, like the patriarchy hurts men. And I think the thing about men is now it's like a fucking flex. If the less you feel, you know, it's like, the more like you never cry. I never cried. Like, I never cried more. It's like that, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just like,
I never cried more.
No, I didn't more. I did less more. No, but you know, it's like when you're like a victim of like abuse, right? Mm. Like emotional abuse, and like the whole patriarchal system for men is set up like that. It's like the military. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to do everything bad to you, and your job is to not respond.
Yeah.
And then you get rewarded for that. And then you're an 18-year-old making videos online where you're like, look at how little I feel.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of sad.
That's why I actually never duet. I think they're so funny and I would love to duet them, but they're always children. And it's just like, I'm not doing this to kids. Like, they've got enough issues.
I mean, I don't feel that bad for them, but.
You know. Well, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm so happy. If you don't know Young Me, go back and listen to her episode, you piece of shit. It's excellent. It's from last April, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And she has a phenomenal podcast called Feeling Asian, totally with Brian Park, blowing up right now. Blowing up for a while, and you're blowing up for a while.
Blowing up but never going anywhere. I don't know. I've heard, I feel like you've said that last time.
Nowhere to go.
All blown up and nowhere to go.
You know what a professor said to me once that I absolutely loved?
What?
And then I want to get to Kate's sexy, sexy haircut. Because I've
never
been holding it in since you got here.
I need to hear this. I didn't go to college. So what? Tell me. This is how you get free college education. Have all your friends go to college, and then they
just
tell you
the best parts that they learn.
And honestly, this is like, you guys are gonna make fun of what I'm about to say. What? Like, this is classic, like people sitting in the quad being like, I heard this incredible thing from my political philosophy professor.
Tell me, what is it?
Shout out Dr. Elkins. He was like, a lot of times you feel like you're going in circles, but you're actually ascending a spiral staircase.
Yeah, like a screw. Yeah. You're getting screwed.
But trust me, I totally understand that feeling of like,
yeah,
I'm blowing up. Why doesn't anyone know? Why doesn't anyone do anything? Why is nothing happening? I'm blowing up and no one cares.
Yeah. I mean, no, it's weird because I feel like, well, I have a, this is, I don't even know. What are we even here to talk about? Can I just go like alt left here?
Yeah, go alt left. I'm sure the listeners will appreciate that.
I actually thought about that the other day, like how everything in life is like, it's like a circle, you know, even like the seasons and your life. And it's kind of like, just because I'm older now too, I'm like, oh, like this shit is coming back. Like shit that's happening in my life will just come back over and over. And then next time around, I'm just like better at it or something. So I think everything in life sort of moves like that.
That's why your teens and 20s are so fucking hard.
It's horrible, isn't
it? It's the first time you're dealing
with. All I did was just not laugh at jokes on my. I'm better at not laughing. Like that's all I did.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, Kate got a big haircut.
I haven't seen you in a long time, so I thought that's what your hair looked like. No? What did it look like before?
I had a big curly mop all around.
There was a period of the butchering.
The butchering?
I got butchered. I got, as Ashley described it, an absolute hate crime of a haircut.
Wait, somebody did that to you?
It was my first haircut.
It was so bad. It was the most like gay Karen thing you've ever seen in your
entire
life.
Can I see a picture?
It was so bad. I I don't have any good pictures of it because the other day when I went to the salon, the only picture I could find of how horrible it was, because I kept wearing a hat because it was so horrific.
You're like, don't do this.
So I literally said, I got this haircut and I hated it, but it was a picture of me in the hospital. And I was like, sorry, in this picture I was in the hospital, not because of the haircut. And everyone fucking cracked up. And I was
don't
like,
you killing it.
Don't you fucking love it when you make random people laugh?
Like real yeah. people.
I right? made my podiatrist laugh today.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a good feeling. Oh, what did I say? Anyway, I won't tell it, but I really fucking murdered at the podiatrist today.
I feel like there's wow. a good so open foot insert or open mouth insert foot or other. You know that saying?
That's what you said?
You want to go do a set?
No.
Or you know what? You'd also, what I noticed about doctors, though, is that they, a lot of times, you'll get like a razzly-dazzly one out of nowhere. But there's a lot of them. There's like, they have a little fucking act that yes. they do.
Yes.
And it's like,
okay,
I think all professions, there are people who have a set that they do with their customer
facing.
They have
a little fucking set. A yeah, little like, set. Blah, 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 and it's like always like a little too theatery.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and then you're like, ha ha ha.
This
ha,
should be a little more grounded, ha, ha. Dr. Larson.
I'm not buying this. Like whatever you're selling,
when
Dr.
Larson.
When I was Larson.
A kid, I had a physical with a doctor who was not my usual doctor, which was very upsetting to me. And my mom was in the room and it was this kind of like older woman and she was a razzler dazzler. She had all these little sayings about wearing your helmet and let's hit your knee with the hammer. And then she goes, all right, let's take a look at that vagina. And I just looked at my mom and was like, get me the fuck out of here.
I
cannot do this.
I saw someone fucking murdering at the TSA.
Like a TSA agent?
Just
talk about get the stuff out of your bags,
yeah, yeah. She had a bit for fucking everything that could possibly be in your bag.
When TSA nice. People are funny, they're really funny. Doctors, I don't know why. They're never funny. It's always weird.
It's really it's like, not the place for you.
Yeah, maybe it's like the situation. Like any other scenario, I'd be okay with this fucking corny ass whatever the hell this is. But like I'm in a room. I don't have pants on.
Yeah, you're so right.
Raw fucking vagina on the paper seat.
You're like, I've got a goop that I need to get looked into. Can you like hurry this up?
There's a goop on the paper seat. Ha ha. And that, now I'm like fake laughing at your seat.
Like, it is so weird. Bad. Your feet are in the stirrups. You're like, can you just get in there, please? Dude, people are talking about your haircut. I don't know if they're sliding into your DMs yet.
I've gotten a lot of positive feedback and I'm very appreciative.
Look how I'm trying to get Kate to fucking flex right now.
I just want to know.
People want to fuck Kate.
I have to see what it looked like before. Is there proof online on the
internet?
Yeah.
This was when it was grown out of control. I hadn't gotten a haircut yet.
Dude,
this
it was
person,
a nightmare.
I got basically.
You ever see like a lesbian like walk out of her Subaru into a Chili's? And then she starts like talking to people as if she's the manager there, but she's not the manager. She's just like a lesbian who knows a lot about Chili's. That
so you're allowed to say that. You're allowed to say that. But that's what every like man wants to say.
What I was getting at with Kate's sexy haircut is someone posted in the Discord, the We're Having Gay Sex Discord, whatever it is. I'm not even sure what it is at this point. Some sort of queer community. I'm not sure. Some sort of loving, empathetic environment. Someone posted, no discussion.
Oh,
just,
no.
Kate looks hot and sexy. And it was so funny. Kate is hot and sexy, I think is what it was. And I was just like, oh, man, I know the DMs are wild. Please just. I
are you
know
getting
you're
DMs?
So loyal to
are
Chelsea.
You getting DMs?
You're so appropriate. You never say anything wrong.
You are?
Just give me one funny DM about your haircut. Just give me one.
People
I want to sit
sliding
on my face.
In your DMs?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
No, there was no sit. There was no face sitting. I think they know to behave.
I know they're pretty good. when I was in a relationship, they're pretty good about being thoughtful about it.
I don't know. It was very sweet. It's a lot of hunk and stud and handsome. It's like very, very nice.
Is it graphic or is it just
no,
like
no,
sweet?
No, it's just
okay,
like
okay.
sweet. Yeah, there was... Listener, I've only gotten one graphic one.
Let's
and
give
I
Kate something raunchy.
No, please Listener. No, please do not.
Consent is important, and I give consent to slide into.
No. The sweet messages of affection are very nice.
Fine.
And let's keep it at that.
I feel like that would be almost harder for me to deal with than raunchy.
Sweetness?
Yeah, because I'm like... You know, like... It's like embarrassing. It's like if someone sends you like a weird sexual freaky thing, you're like, all right, calm down. But it's just like something like heartfelt. I'm like, oh no, now I'm in love.
Oh no, you won't be.
No.
It's primarily heartfelt for me. And anyway, let's get into it. We're in the apartment. We're having gay sex. We're having gay sex with a fan fave, a me fave, probably a Kate fave.
Oh yes, definitely a Kate fave. Is this soundboard?
We're not going to hear it, but it's going to. Okay. Edit out Kate's voice on that. hilarious comedian, podcaster, internet comedian, very apt, sharp social commentary, and just a really funny, thoughtful person. Young Me Mayor, everybody.
Hi. Hi, everyone. I'm here in the apartment. Last time I was over Zoom.
Yeah, now it's so much better in person, I think.
I agree. Zoom is awkward. There's always that lag and you're like, yeah. You go, you know.
Yeah. And talking over people and feeling bad about it, but you weren't talking over them when it started.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, I am Ashley Gavin, cis gay white woman. I almost said person. Maybe mm-hmm. my gender is shifting.
Maybe
it's
it
not. She, her pronouns, ashleygavin.com for tour dates all over. Please use it. and do you play any sports growing up?
Volleyball.
Volleyball.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to riff. I'm going to do something on okay. your haircut.
Okay.
You want to do something on their haircut.
Something about the playing field. Are we making a sports
yeah,
pun
yeah.
about?
Yeah, yeah. Do a playing field. The playing field isn't equal anymore. Because Kate got a haircut. And Kate is hot and sexy. My cancel coach should keep me from getting canceled. Fat in the chat, Kate Sis.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Kate Sis, the cancel coach, the fat in the chat. I'm a white bisexual lesbian dyke. Any pronouns?
Yeah, any shows coming up?
Yes. I've got the Lucas Spectacular at Union Hall on Thursday, May 26th. It's going to be awesome. I'm hosting it in drag.
Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, yes. I'm hosting in my drag persona, Luke Ass, and we're going to have comedians, musical performers, drag kings, everything. We're going to have all kinds of shit on the show. It's gonna
and
be
they should
fun.
Come to the first one, because if it gets sold out, then they'll give you a second one.
Yes, it's super important that I sell the first one out. We got 100 seats, so act quick, because hopefully they'll go fast. My gender of the week, as submitted by the listeners.
Hot and sexy.
Apparently hot and sexy. And also someone sent me a nice photo of these two big burly Scottish men in their kilts holding hands and walking their dogs. And I was like,
that's very
spot on. So thank you for the suggestion.
Do you mind introducing yourself with whatever comes to mind?
All right. Hi, I'm Young Me Mayor. I'm queer and I'm Korean. Wait, this is the part that needs the laughing horn
the laugh
or whatever.
Track. Yeah.
And I'm also half white.
You want
it laughter?
Like,
want
an do air
like,
horn on
do
that?
Like wah wah that
oh, we
one.
Have that.
That
wah.
One. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm also half white. Yeah.
I wah, did it. Wah.
I love that's like you know how we were talking about how all men have that joke. It's like if I look like John Travolta, if he was a lesbian or whatever. Yeah. I used to do this like intro joke where because I would get on a lot of like comedy festivals for Asians.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm Korean, but I'm half white. Like I snuck in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a white person. I'm making this about me.
You know what's interesting is like from my perspective as a white person, I feel like there's like gotta be some cascading rules about like whiteness. I just can't see. I know people do because I've like watched your videos.
Yeah.
About how people relate to your quote unquote whiteness.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't see like a stranger perceiving you as white. Like that would be. But I know this is like.
Well, like, OK, so that happens to me, but it only happens to me online. Let me try to think about all the time that that's happened to me. I feel like, well, because, you know, if you're biracial, a lot of people, you fall on like all different levels of the scale. Like
yeah.
places, like some people look very white passing. Some people look very Asian or whatever, you know, or whatever race you're mixed with. But I look very Asian, I think. And so all my life I've gotten a lot of like, oh, I thought you were just Korean and I didn't know you were biracial. But recently online, I have been getting a lot of like Asian people telling me that I'm white passing and I'm not allowed.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about Asian issues. And I think there's like, that's like a whole, well, I mean, it's interesting because I was talking to my friend who's also biracial and he was like, well, like I learned pretty, he's a lot older, not a lot older. I'm not, he's really old. I'm young. And I'm just kidding. Like, he's a little older.
You're, what are you, 13, 14?
I'm,
got your mom's,
I'm 17.
Paperwork to, for
I'm
you
17
to be here.
And I never laugh at anything. Not, women aren't funny. No.
You're right.
Yeah. He was like, he's like,
that's why, oh, we have Kate here.
Yeah.
I can't be the, I can't host this by myself.
You're carrying this on your shoulders.
That's why,
Kate,
we hired Alex.
We're just very sad. And so he said something. He said, well, I discovered that my race is in the eye of the beholder. So then I'm like, what? Like when people are like, you're white passing. I'm like, huh? But I'm like, yeah, I guess that's like how you're perceiving me, you know? And I sort of like, that's not my identity, but it's like, I understand, whatever. It's weird.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Interesting.
Well, thanks for being here. You got to go check out Feeling Asian. It's a very important podcast in addition to just being funny. And I love the topic.
When is this episode coming out?
I don't know. When you want to come, probably sooner,
well,
rather,
because,
than later.
We have the person, one of the people from Love is Blind.
Yo.
Yeah.
Whoa.
The Korean woman, Natalie.
I'm not. Please don't. No spoilers, because
I'm not gonna, you haven't watched it.
I'm not through with the whole thing yet. No, and no, I fucking love Love is Blind.
Wait, what episode are you on?
I don't remember.
Okay, so we had her on.
That is dope.
That's exciting.
You haven't even seen the reunion?
No. Please.
It's so straight.
I know.
I can't believe you watch it because it's so straight.
I love straight. I love reality. I just love reality
you're
dating
Bachelor,
shows.
You're Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Wow. I love all
love
of it.
Island.
It's so
like, I have formally decided I am going to go after ITV, who makes Love Island, and we're going to make Les Island. I'm going to make this happen.
You need, that's amazing. We need that show.
Les
Yesterday.
Island, if you don't know my, if you fucking steal, you know what? I'm not even putting it out there again.
Someone's going to steal it.
It's too good.
Someone's going to make $1 billion, Les Island.
The whole thing with ITV is they were like, it's logistically impossible to have a gay Love Island. And I was like, no,
why?
I solved it.
How?
Because the whole thing is that the power dynamic is linked to the gender. The gender, each gender gets a different power, gets power each week. Just switch it to tops and bottoms and you solve the whole thing.
Tops and bottom. That's what I was saying about Love is Blind.
Yeah.
I was watching it with all the gays and we were all like, man, this is so violently straight. And then we were like trying to figure out how do we make it work for the gay? Like we were trying to figure
it's
it
so
out.
It's so easy. Just
I was like, tops and bottoms.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like a sexual thing. It can just be like, you know, whatever you're used to feeling like, you know, yeah, when the check goes
well,
down.
You could do the boy lesbians and the girl lesbians.
The boy, the boy non-genders.
I actually
fill out the forms, like, what are you?
Boy non-gender.
Non-binary. It's like, girl non-binary or boy. Have you seen that meme? And
I actually
like,
think that if you used the straight world's thoughts on gender as the guide for the program, I actually think it really works.
Yeah, I think we could do
but
it.
But you just make it like a, you know, whatever. I'm getting canceled right now. Let's get into the stories. The story that we're gonna go round table. I'm gonna ask you if you had gay sex this week. You can talk about whatever the fuck you want from any time period ever.
Okay,
doesn't
okay.
even have to be gay. Doesn't have to be sex. Whatever. If you guys haven't figured this out yet. It's not actually a sex and dating show. It's a comedy show, you idiot. I thought it was going to get a bigger laugh. I'm bombing at the podiatrist right now.
I'm just ready for your story.
The story that I'm going to tell today, some of you might remember it because it was on a previous episode that got pulled. But this is one of my favorite stories. So it made me really upset that it wasn't on the air anymore.
Okay.
And also, sometimes, Kate, there are stories that I just so desperately want to retell to get your take on them because they're so fun and I want to tell you everything about my pussy. And
we're ready.
Okay, right.
So
I'm taking notes.
And you're going to relate to this, I think, this story.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So this is the most embarrassing thing that I've ever, like, done in bed. And then also, like, it gets, like, extrapolated. It turned into, like, a thing. So, do you like tribbing?
Tribbing?
Like vagina to vagina stuff.
Vagina to vagina. Yes, I do. I didn't even know it's called tribbing. Why don't I know
I didn't
anything?
Know either until I met Ashley.
I'm big on rebranding like scissoring as tribbing, the proper term for
right.
it.
Oh, okay. So do people actually use tribbing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm bringing it back.
I love that stuff. It's just like
oh, it's so nice.
Okay, let's just go on with your story first.
So this is the girl that I like discovered tribbing with.
Oh,
like she was the first girl that I...
This was the girl that I discovered. She's gonna be a star. Like...
This girl, she tribs like nothing you've ever seen before. She can trib on top of anything. A tabletop, a mountaintop, a muffin top. The girl can trip. There's nothing she can't come on.
Wow.
That's true. So
muffin top. All right.
I don't know how I
feel like you were mentioning words and it's just making me like very, like, it's sending me miles away. And then I'm like having to come back like, oh, right. Okay. I'm back.
Did you have a nice trip to Seinfeld Land or muffin tops?
Muffin tops. Yeah.
Like delicious.
Seinfeld.
Oh, I didn't mean like my.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh, I thought that is literal a place you could muffin
trip.
Tops.
I thought of a
like
muffin.
Like blueberry muffin.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I thought of the fat roll.
All right. Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Look, wait, you want me to call her up?
I want, for some reason, I have this feeling that I want to like digest the whole story. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like just tell us the story.
Well, there's pieces. Okay. You're okay. Like, can you move the fuck on?
Just hurry up. Hurry.
Honestly, sometimes I just need to hear it, and this one's too much of a little bottom bitch to tell me. You're attracted to men. All right, so I love when other podcasters are here. It's so much more fun. Whoops. Okay, so we like had been messing around in bed, like trying to figure it out, and then one day we did it on the couch.
This is the first person you did this with.
Yeah, right, yeah. Right, okay. After college, I was living in Boston, and we discovered that we could both come that way, like at the same time, simultaneously.
Fun.
Nice.
And I think specifically the way that we did it, it was such, our bodies, I don't know if it was that we were the same height. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's like the tilt of your pelvis. There's a lot of things that
you
go
never
into
know.
It.
You just like, sometimes you like are with somebody and like something works and you're like, wow, this is working.
Yeah.
And you, there's no way to, like, physics, no reason. Maybe there is, but there's like no way to find out what it was. You know what I mean?
You can't bring in an expert. I mean, listener, write in. Tell me if you want me to watch and try and figure it out. But nope. Okay. So we were, but the it really felt like her clit was hitting my pubic bone. And my, I'm so much more comfortable talking about it. The first time I talked about this, I was like beet red. Now I'm dead inside. I just made eye contact with Alex, which I think might have been a crime. My clit, I think, was like kind of poking a little bit into her vagina, the littlest tiny bit.
Okay.
And I think that almost created like a suction.
Oh,
nice.
It was awesome. Here's the embarrassing part.
Oh no.
She really liked it when we would come at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know how it started, but it definitely started with her.
Oh no.
She really liked it when we did like... There's a vacuum. This story's getting a little spicy. I had to put my dick in the vacuum. Perfect timing that the vacuum guy came. Just when I needed him. She's talking about suction. I'm talking about suction.
Feeling so uncomfortable. Because like your discomfort is making... Because I feel like I never get embarrassed when I talk about sex, but I'm like sweating. Tell me. So, I'm so nervous.
Okay. She really liked... She liked like breeding talk.
Oh, like I'm gonna get you pregnant?
Yeah.
No, like I was gonna get her pregnant.
Right.
So she really liked it. She really liked like, oh, like put a baby in me.
Yeah.
I can see why you're embarrassed, but it's, you know what?
I can see why you're.
I mean, because on it.
You like, absolutely should be embarrassed.
I'm not saying that, but like, I can see why, but like, I feel like it's like super common.
But
it's a very common
thing. I'm going to be honest, like I got into, because I'm like a giver and I love just doing what other people love to do. So I feel like I can like chameleon into like whatever they want to do.
But you didn't like
it. But it was not something that I was naturally gravitating towards.
Yeah. You were yes-anding.
Yeah, I'm yes-anding her and I'm yes-anding her hard, no pun intended. I'm like, oh, I'll put a baby in you. Oh, I want to come in you and all that.
But you didn't like it. You were okay with it.
At first, I was like, this is odd, but I'm glad she likes it. And then, of course, because Pavlov's dog, like, I start to get, you know, like, it starts to get kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining you being, like, so into it because she likes it. She's like, oh, yeah, put your sperm in my egg. And you're like, I don't know if we can afford college for this kid.
We can't have another kid. That's
let's
so do funny.
It. Let's just get a dog this time. I can't handle it.
Wouldn't it be funny if I were like, I gotta pull out? Yeah.
Oh my god. I bet she would have come so hard if you did that. Right?
Oh my god. I'm so glad I'm retelling this story because I think it's funnier than the last time. But so then here comes the weird part about it.
This is the weird part.
Here comes the weird part.
This is the weird part.
Yeah, okay. This is the weird part.
All right.
So at the time, I'm like trying to figure out like how I want to present as a lesbian. Okay. I'm really having trouble deciding how I want to dress, my masculinity, my femininity, like all of that. And I really wanted pants that made me feel masculine but fit my body. Mm. So I had like 1,000 tabs open searching for how trans men bought pants. Like what brands were flattering but masculine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see where this is going.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know why, but at the time, I do this really killer Elvis impression.
I believe you, and I don't need to see it.
I'm so glad.
I believe
response.
You.
Perfect response. Because everyone wants me to do it.
No, I don't need to see that.
Thank you. I played the Pharaoh in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat in the 8th
nice.
Grade. And that he's like Elvis. That's like the thing. So my Elvis impression is very good. And I don't know why I was doing it for her, but I was doing it for her.
Okay, just a little bit. Just a little. Okay, come on. Let me just see what you mean by good.
Young me, no!
No.
Kate's like, please, no.
You're all going to get secondhand embarrassment. It's going to be so cringe.
I
like,
don't want to see it.
Even if I fucking nail it, you're going to be like, it's weird that you can do that. Anyway.
Also, nobody needs to be doing that anymore.
No.
Who cares about Elvis, man?
I'm with you.
We need a new person to
but
be impersonating.
Between the breeding, the pants, she sees the pants in my tabs. She hears the Elvis impression. She is fully convinced that I'm trans and closeted. And she confronts me about it.
I love
in the
that.
Most thoughtful way.
Oh, Elvis impersonation sweet. Is what really...
I have a very deep voice.
All right, so then what happens? You're like, no, I don't want... You're the one that wanted me to... You're the one!
Exactly!
I don't want to do this!
Exactly! Like, and you don't want to kink shame, and also... The more violently you react to someone suggesting,
the more it seems like denial.
The more it seems like denial. So we had to have a conversation where I was like, "No, I was just looking for pants, and I just do a great impression, and I'm not yet an artist, and I feel stifled in my creativity. Let me have my Elvis impression."
Wait, I'm just imagining her being like, "You're in denial," and you crack back into Elvis and Sparrow, and you're just like, "Denial's a river in Egypt." Like, trying to escape the conversation.
You're fucking brilliant. That was brilliant.
Where were you, Kate? Where
I
were you when
there.
We needed you?
I should have been there.
I needed my friend.
Oh,
I
would have
been
my.
Like, wait, let me take a look at these pants.
These are great.
That's wow.
So yeah.
But wait, did she end up believing you, or yeah, was she still like, do you think till the end she was like,
yeah, what were the dynamics?
I have a feeling I would not be shocked if she was like, I'm surprised you haven't transitioned yet. I wouldn't be shocked.
Because sometimes people believe their little beliefs
yeah.
and they just won't let them go. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
That's a big one, though. I feel
that's
like if your partner
one.
Is like, no, I'm not trans. It's just so, she's so radically accepting. She's also been with a number of trans men, non-binary people.
So
like, I think that
signs.
Is a little bit of a type for her.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Very masculine
yeah.
folks. Mm. So that's my gay section.
Wow.
This week.
Wow. Nice. I'm glad you told it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I told it better this time. I'm sorry it was so long.
It was
no, I was, for some reason, it gave me so much anxiety when you started your story. I was like, I don't know where this is going. I need to know where it's going. And I don't know. I don't know what that was about.
I really
so
like
I
to
feel...
try and make people as uncomfortable as possible.
Okay. I was picking up on that. I was like, I don't like the journey. I want to be at the destination. But it was great.
Listener, don't forget to support the Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. That's how we pay Alex. He is a full-time employee of the podcast. We could not pay him on ads alone. That's how we pay Kate. And of course, me also. This is full-time work. So please consider going and donating. And in return for those donations, you get bonus episodes. You get comped tickets when I'm in your city. You get extended, unfiltered, uncut episodes, weekly access to my Zoom stream of my show in New York, and lots of other stuff. Patreon.com/WHGS. Listener, do not miss me when I'm in your city. I know you miss my TikToks and my Instagram posts, and sometimes you skip podcast episodes. I'm only in town once a year, so let me text you once a year when I'm in town, or I can email you ashleygavin.com. There's going to be 25 cities on this tour. Don't miss your city. And listener, go support Kate. They are starting their regular show, The Lucas Spectacular. It's a comedy show, drag, variety, music, all kinds of great things. Go check it out. Union Hall in Brooklyn, Thursday, May 26th. At The Kate Sis, go check it out Thursday, May 26th, listener. Listener, spring has sprung. Love is in the air, and that means you need your Helix mattress. You don't want to bring a girl home and have her crawl into your bed and feel like shit the next day, and then she takes it out on you and never sees you again. Help your boo thang get a good night's sleep on a Helix mattress. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex. Take the 2-minute mattress quiz, and you'll find out which mattress is best for you. And it's no stress. You get 100 nights to try it, and there's a 10 to 15 year warranty. So don't sweat this decision. But I know you're going to love it because you don't have to take my word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress picked by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/gaysex and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Young B, did you have gay sex this week?
Not this week. I didn't have sex this week.
No big deal. No big deal.
It's, did I? No, of course I didn't. I don't. I'm not really having a lot of sex these days.
Me neither.
Is that weird? It's weird for me. I don't know about you losers, but I'm.
Isn't that weird? I mean, look at me.
I did think about a gay sex story while you were telling your story, though.
Yeah. Let's
because
do it.
When you were saying about the tripping and just like out of nowhere, you'll just sleep with someone and it just works, and you're like, why is this working?
I don't know. It's almost the worst because like. Especially if you know nothing's going to happen with this person. You're like,
yeah. Or when you're like, I don't want to date this person anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm coming over right now.
I've had a number of people like that in my life.
Yeah. And it's so strange because like a lot of times there'll be somebody that you're not even like necessarily that attracted to. Like you're dating. Not that like, you know, I'm dating people that I'm not attracted to. Obviously, I'm attracted to them if I'm dating them. But it's like. All the, because I feel like it's a piece of like all these other pieces, you know, when you see someone and like sex is just one of those pieces that literally has like no rhyme or reason. You know what I mean? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, how did you feel about this tripping person? Like, did you feel strong about them?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But I also have like been so weirdly like, attracted to people.
Yeah.
That like if you showed me a photo of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, oh, they're so beautiful or they're so this or that. But I don't know if it's pheromones or what, but there are people that I've met where I'm like, I just have to get you pregnant.
I don't care. Like, I don't care if we can't afford it, sweetie. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was my
no.
Boston town. I don't know what that was.
That was like, perfect.
Sounds like a dad that has 9 kids accent. let's put another bun in the oven. I don't know.
No, that's great.
Oh, that was so bad. I'm so fucking embarrassed.
I keep liking it.
Why do people think that you're white?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I have this joke. I just remember I'm going to get back to my story, but I have this joke about being half white. I'm like, no one can ever tell that I'm half white until they see me kissing my dog on the mouth. Then they're like, all right, I get it. I see it now.
That's
I see
great.
It.
That's great.
I do. I get really in there. It's...
So you feel about your dog the way that I'm talking about these people. That
yeah. Well, no, the story that I'm going
to
tell.
Like, I'm attracted to them, but I don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, okay, the way that I feel about sex is like, yeah, it's like sometimes it's not even about attraction. Like, I can be like so in love with someone and like the sex is like fine.
Yeah.
But then there's like some people that the feelings are just like, and then the sex is just like, you know what I mean?
For sure.
And so I was just thinking about somebody that I used to sleep with and. They like there was just the sexual chemistry was just off the fucking charts and like all those things I'm gonna be very vague because I don't want this person to be like I wasn't
and if
necessarily
they use
like
them pronouns there's a very good chance that they're listening right now
blocked on everything it's okay So it was like, it wasn't necessarily like I had that deep, like, emotional connection with them. I didn't have that deep of like a physical I was attracted to them, but it wasn't just like, you know, like, but like the sex was just like insane. I remember one time, like, I showed up and I literally was just like, they were sitting on the couch and I just like sat, I was just like on top of them. We were making out and I came so hard.
Are you serious?
All my clothes on, all their clothes on. Yeah. Just, that's the hardest I've ever come in my life.
I want this superpower that you two have.
But I'm like just chasing the dragon, you know, I'm just like, what? I want that again, but I don't know, like, do you know what I mean? Like, how do I get that again? And why was it with this person?
Yeah.
And what was Why'd you have to know?
Sorry.
What?
Why do you have to block them on everything?
Because of their personality. I'm sorry if you're listening. You don't
Maybe
even
that's
know
what
if
it
it's
was.
You.
Your body was like, was to we got to come quick so we can get out of here.
They're going to start talking any minute. Hurry. Oh, my God. I can't do this again. Oh, God.
It's just the terror of spending time with them made your clit explode.
They're going to talk about a boat. I know they're going to talk about a boat.
They complained about their job so much and their fucking shitty boss. And I was just like, I know. Like, I was just like, oh, my. Please stop talking about your I was like, just quit. Just, it's so bad. Just quit. It's not. It's like, it wasn't even paying that much. I was like, you can literally just go like fucking work at the cafe for a week.
Yeah.
Until you get another. Just fucking quit. My God. I literally. I'm not even joking. That's why I broke up with them. Like, I was like, can you imagine how bad these job stories were that I gave up right. coming and with my clothes on? Can you imagine? If you're listening, I think that this person moved away, so I think they don't have this job anymore. Thank God.
Thank goodness.
I'm happy for you. Can you imagine how bad these stories were? It was just like, I can't even.
Wait,
explain.
So then after you came with your clothes on, then you would have sex naked.
You would just have sex for forever.
Yeah,
for sure. Know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And hours then, and hours. It was also one of these situations where I was so into the sex that I think I was like. I'm not to joke about this, but I was like almost harassing them. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, let's have sex. Like, you know,
shut up about work. You turned into a man.
No, I felt like predatory. I'm pretty sure that if that was true, they would tell me, like, please calm down or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But I was just like, this is sex time. Like, you know, like, I felt like I was fully bothering them. There were times that they're just like, like, looking tortured, like, okay, I'm coming.
Maybe that's
like,
why they were complaining about their boss, because they weren't doing their job.
Yeah.
Because they were fucking
so tired,
constantly
just
for
dark
hours.
Circles, just, like, on the computer, just, like.
Their boss is, like, screaming at them. They're trying to confide in you over it, and you're just like, sex now. Sex now. Shut up.
No, I wasn't. I'm exaggerating, but it was, yeah. It wasn't gonna work out.
And it was like a trimming situation. There was trimming.
Yes, there was all sorts of that. And there was a little bit of this is like another, I was thinking about another sex story. This was like, so I was having sex with somebody that had a penis, and this reminded me of your story. We would do this thing where it was like soft penis in the V, P and V, and the suction thing would happen.
Seriously.
And it would not get hard. I don't know, for multiple reasons, but it was very good for both of us. Nice. Like, I was just like, oh, like, do you not like bleh? And he was just like, oh, this is like amazing. This is really amazing. And as I've never experienced this. And I was trying to talk, and I was like talking to people about it. I was like, have you ever done this thing? And like, no one.
Straight people?
I've only talked to straight people about it. But, well, I also asked my friend who's gay and sleeps with men, obviously. But then I was like, have you done that? And he was like, I've never heard of that. Or I've never done it. Maybe he's heard of it.
I don't want to pry, so just tell me straight up no, and we can cut it. But was this a person who was transitioning?
No. No.
Huh.
Right?
That's so fascinating to me.
I know, and I think it's really interesting because
listen, write in about your soft penis.
I just assumed that that was a thing, but then I asked my friends about it, and no one has experienced. Maybe it's just my
Have
friends.
Have you Googled on Pornhub yet?
No, I should look.
Well, it makes me
kind of
sad
a suction
that person
thing.
Was like, This is amazing. This is incredible, because it seemed like nobody wanted to like do that thing with them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think it occurred to him to do it. We just ended up doing it.
Yeah.
For some reason. And it was just like really. Well, I love that. The suction thing. The suction thing happened. The
adventurousness of queer people in bed can benefit someone who is.
Totally.
Yeah, because I definitely feel like, because this person is straight, and I'm like, you think you're done because you jizzed in like 14 minutes and that's the end of the night.
Right. But
little do you know.
Little do you know.
I'm a harasser. Sorry. It's more sex time. Me. I'm a little like sex goblin troll. I do not leave people alone. I'm like.
So you're like learning how to fuck soft dicks.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm going to do it. I made it happen and it worked.
It sounds good to me.
I should Did this person talk come? About this. Well, they had come. They had cummed. Camed. I don't know.
Come on.
They had before, but then not during the soft penis sex.
Yeah.
Oh, and then for a while I was calling it gentleman penis sex, which I think is really funny. I think that's funny.
Gentleman penis.
Give me that gentleman penis. And we like polite, both liked it. Peen. And then we would just do it for a long time, and it was very like,
it's like almost
reminding
like,
me of having sex with someone with a vulva. You know, it's very similar to that.
Yeah.
Sort of rubbing soft.
Soft and nice.
Yeah, which I like polite, that texture. And gentlemanly. Texture is weird. No, I like that sensation in sex. Like, I like the soft genital feeling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, I know like, what you mean.
I love vulvas.
Yes. That's
with
why
my whole heart.
I feel like that is, you know, obviously what I like in having sex with people with vulvas, and probably why I've had such better sex, maybe because I like that texture. Is texture the right word here?
Texture? I think so.
It just feels weird saying texture.
Okay, Alex, you take this into your next hookup. Don't get hard under any circumstances. I'm gonna get
Will you try it, Alex? You need to. Yeah, you're harassing. Stop. I was joining in, and I was like, no, stop. How dare you? Wow.
I hope people know that Alex and I have a very funny, playful on-camera relationship.
I hope people...
Off-camera, I've never talked about Alex's penis.
I hope that straight men... I hope... Or straight... Or, you know, like... I don't... Met, like, people who have penises try this.
Because I agree. Yeah,
I think you should try it.
It reminds you might that like it's it. Like foreplay, but like it's like the whole thing with like you just do like adventurous weird stuff. I feel like lesbian, queer, whatever type of sex can be so great because you're just trying all these different things because there's
muffin
no rules.
Top.
You're muffin topping. You know, you're rubbing on parts that you never thought would be involved, but there they are.
And then it works.
Yeah, and then it works.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, how did I get her pregnant?
And then somebody's pregnant. So I mean, don't you think it's probably because most straight men would never even think of trying that? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because of the script.
Yeah. And but then like this person was like enjoying it very much, and he was like, this is like so, and he was just like, this is so weird. And I was like, it's not that weird, okay? It's P&V, come on.
I scissored a guy's hard dick once.
Ooh.
We couldn't have full-blown sex, so I scissored a guy's hard dick, and I'd never had, this was like the most advanced sexual thing I'd ever done at the time.
To me.
And within 30 seconds, you need to get off because I'm gonna come. And I was like, thank God I didn't have actual sex with you. Like, it would have been 10 seconds. Like, are you joking?
But maybe there was something even more erotic about the suspense of it all.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like, have you hooked up with people that like have had a very religious background?
Yes.
I feel like that's a big thing in that community. Because I feel like I've hooked up with a few people that have like grew up really like, somebody that I slept with told me about the story where they're like, you know, they had the whole thing like, have to be virgin soul married.
Yeah. And soaking like, and all that.
Stuff. Wait, were you a teen when you did that, or were you young? Well, I was going to say something. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, isn't it so sad? Like teen moms and like teen girls that get pregnant, you know, they got pregnant from like 4 seconds of sex.
Yeah.
And ruin
that's the saddest part.
Ruin their entire lives.
No. The sad part.
Over no orgasm.
Ruin 4 seconds of sex.
Entire lives.
For nothing.
Just 4 seconds later, you're living in a fucking duplex, right? Oh, it's so sad.
No bang for your baby.
And then, you know, like that like statistic that straight women, I think it's up to 80% of them have never had an orgasm during penetrative sex. up to like 30% of straight women have never had an orgasm. And I'm like,
is it really at 30? Oh.
I think it's 30. It's something really high. I know it's 30. I like looked it up recently. Because wow. On our podcast, we had a woman that had never had an orgasm, even with masturbating.
Interesting.
And she was 30 years old. And she told me that.
She needs Remy's podcast. Remy Casimir. How come?
Oh, is that a coming podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
How oh, come? I'm going to tell her.
Yeah. You should.
But yeah.
Well, we're going to go to Kate, who might be talking about tripping on a hard dick. I don't know. You know how sometimes you trip over a hard dick?
That story doesn't have legs. Just one
hard dick. Did you have gay sex this week?
Okay, my gay sex is fresh. and it's
that's great.
Also an embarrassing one. Chelsea and I the other day were...
I love that. When you start to twist away... When you start facing the kitchen...
My body language is telling you it's going to be a real good
it's
one.
It's going to be really good. Oh, it's going to be good.
I'm ready. I'm also getting
Kate.
So anxious again. I don't know what.
Chelsea and I were visiting. Chelsea and I were at my family's house. And, you know, we'd been drinking a bunch. We don't often have drunk sex that much anymore. Like, we might have a couple glasses of wine or whatever. But we were drunk. And it was the first time in a long time that we had been, like, messy drunk. And we were like, let's have sex. But we had to be really quiet. And so we were, like, trying to be really quiet, and we were fooling around, and then she, like, wanted to put the dildo in me, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. But I wasn't thinking clearly because there had not been enough foreplay, so when she tried to put the dick into me with no lube, I just went, like a hog, like, just truly like a barnyard animal, just immediately, and then she was like, shh, shh, and I was like, shh, shh. We had to be quiet. But we were both still so like drunk and hyped up that we kept going.
Your parents are like, are you okay in there?
It's like, just like she's having some problems with her butthole, so
sounds like you like were installing an air conditioner. What's going
on? They got a colonoscopy recently. It's probably what that is.
So for some reason we're being foolish.
That's just Kate mounting a TV.
Yeah. We're being foolish. We continue past the full-blown honk that I made. And so we keep going, and we're sloppy, and we're drunk, and we're gay. So we're doing crazy shit. So I'm, like, fingering her while I'm sucking on the dildo. And I get a little too zealous.
Kate,
and
I'm so proud of you.
Why?
This is your raunchiest story.
I don't often tell raunchy stories, but this one I got permission to tell. And I, so I'm sucking on the dildo, and I'm a little too sloppy, and I take a little bit too much of it down the throat.
Oh, no.
And I choke hard. And the force of the choke
yes.
pushes the biggest fart yep. I've ever had yep. out of my ass.
Blood everywhere.
I swear, this sounds like a 1930s, like those like Laurel and Hardy, like Paul slips on a banana peel.
And then I farted really.
The fart almost as loud as the noise I made. And so we like pause, and I look up at her. And she's like, she's horrified. She's all of a sudden dead sober. She looks at me, and we just have this moment, and we look at each other. And then I start laughing,
keep farting.
I'm like, now the force of the laugh is forcing farts out, and it just won't stop. And we're both laughing so fucking hard, and we were like laughing so hard that we like could not continue to have sex.
I love laughing during
and
sex.
Also laughing is so loud in terms of trying to be quiet in a house. Laughing is like very loud,
and
no
when you're trying not
you
to laugh you laugh,
you laugh
louder.
Even more worse. So we basically just like kind of fell
were you laughing,
laughing
with the dick in your mouth?
No I took that.
I've done that. What was that? There was like a stand-up comedian who I think it's maybe I have like the worst memory. It might have been someone I saw on TV, but it might have been like one of our friends that she was like using the dick like a mic or something. And then the guy broke up with her. She was like, is this thing on? Or something like that.
I think that's an open micer.
Okay, okay.
Not an open mic. That's like, rude. Like, but not a. I don't think that's.
One of our friends.
I feel like I've seen that. That's why I think funny. It's not a special.
Yeah, laughing during sex is funny.
It's so funny. I also love that farting during sex is really funny too. I think it can be an opportunity for bonding.
So this is the thing about farts. If they're loud, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Stinky, mortifying.
Yeah.
I can't live with myself. You know what I mean? It's like, that's funny. It's cute. It's like, oh, look, I farted.
I'm a full fart embracer. If someone has like a stinky fart,
no.
Whether sex or not, I'm like under the covers in their butt.
No.
What? Because it makes them laugh. Oh. It like diffuses. No
you
pun intended.
Dutch oven yourself?
Yeah, it just diffuses the entire. No.
I don't
the
know.
Entire thing. I will do anything to diffuse a fart situation. I will fart myself.
I will be like, it's stinky, but I will make jokes about it. I won't be like, no one farted. Like, it's like, I'll be like, you farted.
You did it.
At this point, we're if we have a smelly fart, both of us will react as if we've been like shot. Like, you know, somebody farts and you sit there and you're like, ha-ha, and then the smell hits you and we'll just like full on be like, oh my God. We just like full blown react to smelly farts at this point.
I was going to ask you before you finish the story, if when she choked you with the dildo so hard that you farted, if she felt more empowered. Like, oh, this is hot. I hit the back. I hit her uvula, and that somehow
you hit the colon.
It was like a Rube Goldberg machine of air.
What sort of? Can you describe the dildo? What sort of dildo?
It's not a realistic looking one.
Yeah,
it's just like a piece of like black rubber, and it's thin too.
Have you ever had an in-depth dildo discussion on this podcast?
We've discussed various ones. Like, I tried to put the double one in me.
Dildos have come up many times, but we've never had, like,
when we talked to Anna about the smart dildos.
We talked about smart dildos. Sex toy episode. No? I would want to hear.
That feels like it requires preparation.
Some lube?
Yeah.
Perhaps?
Some foreplay,
yeah. yeah, we had Anna Lee. I don't know if you should have her on your podcast. Anna Lee. She invented these smart dildos, smart vibrators.
So you do see Asian? Orgasms.
Yes, she's
and
Asian.
They're like shaped she's like Korean. Dumplings or something?
No. They
okay. Sorry. Sorry.
What if I just said the most heinously?
Wait, listen.
What if
okay,
I said
listen,
the most heinously
listen.
Racist thing I listen. Could possibly? Wait, yeah, it's invented by a Korean. So all of them look like chopsticks, actually.
Listen. So I am all for Asian people and, you know, creating products and becoming wealthy and, you know, Asian representation and putting their little spin on capitalism and, putting their little fucking little doodles on whatever.
Little doodles.
But there is a fucking...
To be clear, this is not Anna. This is not our guest.
Oh, it's a real
this
thing.
There is a fucking sex toy company owned by Asians, obviously. And they're like clit suckers or something. And they're fucking shaped like soup dumplings or something. And I just feel like that's internalized racism.
If you squirt them, does it fill up?
Probably. It's like you squeeze it. It's like, nah. I don't think so. Okay. We don't need that kind of fucking representation. We don't need that. I'm upset. Why?
I actually invented a dildo shaped like a potato after my Irish ancestors.
There you go.
I was going to say, it reminds me of the like country girls make do.
We don't. Oh my God. What? Asian girls make. We don't need a fucking soup dumpling shaped clit sucker. For stop Asian hate, like shut up. No,
stop Asian hate.
Hashtag
stop Asian hate. Come in this dumpling.
10% of the sales this month go to stop Asian. Shut the fuck up. We don't need that. Okay, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. You're right, and you should.
Anna Lee invented a vibrator.
Okay, But it's smart. Yeah, it's like on your
smart vibrator. It looks like your standard rabbit-based vibrator.
And you control it with your phone.
You control it and it reads the data.
Asians in tech. That I love that.
Women in tech, too.
Women in tech. That's fine.
It shows you, and you can plug different info into it, where, like, if you've been drinking or if you tried, like, CBD
it tracks your,
or something.
Your orgasm.
And it shows you, like, what makes you come better.
She's you should absolutely have her on the pod. She's great.
Anna Lee?
Yeah, okay, she's, like, a scientist, but she's fucking hysterical like a comedian.
I love Asian sex workers, and I love having them on the podcast because it is, you know, it is
stigmatized. To be clear, she's not a sex worker.
Well, oh, no, I know. Sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you for clarifying. Like, just people doing sex stuff. Even the dumpling person. Yeah. Because I feel like Asians are supposed to say.
Even the dumpling
I'm proud of you for making a dumpling-shaped clit sucker. Oh,
if
God.
If I get pushback on this, if I get, like, Ashley Gavin.
No. Just forward your emails to me. I will fight all of you. I'm just joking. I'm Asian. I can say it. Like how Ashley can make fun of Subarus or whatever.
Yep. I actually just put a car right up my pussy when I.
There you go.
Just a cross.
No, I was just saying I love Asian people that do things like that because it is like stigmatized. Maybe somehow a little bit more than other cultures, but it is still stigmatized. So I love talking to people who do things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I was just thinking? Speaking of sex toys and inventing them, you know how there's
did you
like
just invent a sex toy?
Yes, I did. You know how there's like a fleshlight or pocket pussy for people with penises, and it like is shaped like a vulva, and there's like different colors.
A vulva shaped sucker.
Shapes of vulvas that you can have. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What if there was a dildo where at the end it's that same appearance and feel, so that you can scissor your sex toy with penetration?
What? Wait, I'm lost.
It's a vulva on top of a dick?
Yes. Vulva on top. Oh.
So it's like here's the vulva and here's like a pole coming out of it. And so that when you get to the base of it, you are scissoring,
like you're scissoring
the fake vulva.
Yeah. Because I like that texture.
Right?
All right.
Best of both worlds.
Go patent it. Go make $1 million.
That's actually really
Kate.
Smart.
I'm going.
I'm
going to go straight after this to the patent office.
Right. Can you imagine walking into the U.S. patent office? Be like, a dick and a vulva at the same time.
You have like drawing on a napkin.
My grandmother has some.
So you're scissoring it while it's penetrating you.
Security's like escorting you out.
My grandfather is a retired biochemist, and he has all these patents for like different skin things.
Yeah.
And he said that he loved the science, but then sometimes the company would make him go around and like sell it to investors, kind of be like, here's why it works and here's why it's cool. And I can just imagine myself being like, hey, Papa, I got a patent myself, and now I gotta go around and sell it to these suits. Can you come give me some advice? And then it's just a penetrative pussy. That's the name right there.
Penetrative pussy.
The penetrating pussy.
I feel like you're onto something. I feel like people would be into that.
And you could be onto something as well.
Yes.
See, I'm doing great already.
Yes.
I think you should go for it.
All right.
Where can people, butt plugs, where can people find you?
Oh, yeah.
Butt plugs? Oh, I thought we were still talking about the sex toys.
It's true.
I like butt plugs.
There's a third thing on yours.
The wraparound.
On the other side. Little wraparound butt plug.
Wraparound butt plug? I'm so lost.
I don't know how it would work.
It wouldn't.
Yeah.
Where can people find me? They can find me social media, YM Mayor, TikTok, Young Me Mayor. My podcast is Feeling Asian Podcast. You can find that everywhere. You can
listen
to it.
I don't care if you're not Asian, you old piece of shit. Go listen. It's good.
We talk about
discussions.
Good old fashioned abuse a lot. What's that called? Callback.
Callback to mean mugging.
Yeah. We do talk about abuse a lot, but in a funny way.
And Young Me's so funny. I'm sure that she is. Do you prefer she or they? Or do you want me to alternate?
I don't have a preference.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes people will write in and be like, I notice you didn't alternate pronouns for the guest on your show. Just so you know, I typically try to tune into things like that. And if you're hearing me use a pronoun and they list multiple pronouns, I probably ask that person what they prefer.
Pronouns are so interesting, you know, like, because I know it's, I don't know why people get so sensitive, you know, like those weird Republican people get so sensitive about it. But it like, it's interesting, I think, to process that digestion of your own identity, if that makes sense, through someone else's lens.
Yeah.
It's like the race thing, you know?
Yeah.
Mm. it gets so altered. Anyway, sorry, I was just like,
spiraling. No, it's good. No, I think that's what this is for.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you for being here. Go follow Young Me. Go follow Kate.
Ew.
Follow me. I know some of you don't. I know because I can see the numbers and I know how all of this is working.
Do you think they listen to your podcast and not follow you?
Some, I know for a fact some of them don't. Wow. It doesn't cost you anything and it helps us so much. Look at me berating them. Thank you for being here. I think you're great. You little dumpling.
No. I'm so mad. I gotta let this go. Okay.
Listener, this podcast is not possible without our Patreon, patreon.com/WHGS. This podcast is truly not possible on ads alone. On ads alone, I would still need some other day job to keep this thing running, okay? It just doesn't work. We need you, and you can pay as little as $1 a month for free content. You get live streams of my comedy. You get bonus episodes. Patreon.com/WHGS. And it we're not a corporation. It goes right to us. And then also come see me on tour. And now, a gay thought. I'm eating a sandwich right now. No, we're not. I feel like you have to ask for consent to do ASMR. But if I do ASMR, is it gay ASMR? Whoa. Uh-oh. Someone didn't write a joke for the gay thought this week. And so they're just eating a sandwich.